much is that doggy in the window?
Woof, woof.
The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window?
Woof, woof.
I do hope that doggy's for sale.
There's a reason behind this song, but I'm so enjoying your duet with Patti Page that I'm
afraid
I've
always wanted to sing with her. This was my moment.
Your dream came true. I'm going to warn you right now, this is weird. Now, you and I have discussed some things on the show in the past that have been just a little bit off center. This is weird. Listen to what's going on in England. The UK channel, that's one of their big networks, the UK channel. Well, actually, the
you
UK
say the
channel.
UK channel.
The UK channel is the American version of the BBC, of BBC One and BBC Two. What they do is they take the shows that are on in England, the best shows, the one with the most notoriety, and they send them here in the US, and that's the UK channel.
And this is one of the best shows?
Yeah. Well, it's not one of the best. It's one of the strangest. The UK channel is going to the dogs with its latest bizarre documentary entitled The Secret Life of Human Pups, which, as you might expect, follows a community of men who are not content with just owning a canine, but they want to be one. I'm going to stop the story for just a little bit. I saw a clip from this. What you have here is guys, grown men who should know better, who dress and act like dogs.
They want to do it doggy style. Have you quit?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
I'm on break. Kevin, I'm going to go to the store.
Is this... Get some milk bones.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, boy, that's not good either. Is this the Dalmatian guy that was in the... That I was looking over your shoulder at,
There's
Kevin?
There's a picture that Kevin has of a man who has gone to great
That's not
lengths.
Related to the story, though. I don't want to...
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's separate? Because there's...
No, it is. I'm kidding.
Oh.
No, that's just a friend of mine. He's in my band,
Fade. My dating profile.
Man's best friend is the most popular pet in the UK, with animal charities from the RSPCA counting 8.5 million dogs across the country of England last year.
Well, that's believable. A man's best friend, not to
right.
sleep with.
Well,
I mean, maybe to cuddle with or spoon.
Right.
This is, I just.
However, that figure doesn't include the 10,000 people that Brits are cosplaying.
Now,
cosplaying. Now, we've discussed this before because this is a new concept for me. This is, you put on a costume and you pretend you're something that you're not. It's like Halloween, but it's adults doing it, and they pretend that they're people from books or movies, or in this case, dogs.
You know, sometimes it doesn't bother me. I'm going to the Walker Stalker Con, the Walking Dead convention this weekend.
Yeah.
And I see people dressed as Rick Grimes and Quirrell. And it, you know what? It's endearing and cute to me. For some reason, when you go completely overboard,
right?
It's, I don't know.
But I'm not saying one is makes more sense than the other. But when these people do it, they're doing it at a convention where there's other people, and they're walking around going, "Yeah, you really look like that guy. You did a nice job with your costume."
Right.
These guys, the guys who are quote unquote human pups, they're doing it in the privacy of their own home
and getting their freak on.
Yeah. So I think that's. I think that's weirder. Don't you think that's just a little bit weirder?
But the costumes are fantastic.
I
mean,
I guess.
This is, if you were to be a human and try and look like a dog, this is the best time I've ever seen it.
Yeah. Is it?
You know, I just, maybe I'm a prude. I'm sorry.
According to Channel 4, that's
It's rubber. It's a rubber suit.
Yeah, it's a rubber suit. According to Channel 4, that's the people doing this documentary. These grown men covet doggy treats, belly rubs, and squeaky toys. The idea for Human Pups, which airs Wednesday, that's tonight, at 10 p.m., came to director Guy Simmons after he stumbled across some pictures of human dogs on the internet, he told Newsweek. I've never seen anything like it before. On the surface, you'd think it was a few people dressing up as dogs behind closed doors, but the more we researched it, the more surprised I was to learn how large the community was in the U.K. They've got their own social networking sites, events, and competitions.
They have a mechanical tail, Bill, that wags.
Yeah. Is that the part you think is weird?
One of the...
Is it?
I mean, there's a trailer. Can we put the trailer up on our Facebook page?
Yeah, but it's...
Put a warning up, please.
Put all kinds of warnings up.
No dogs allowed.
They think... I mentioned this. They think there's in upwards of 10,000 people across Great Britain doing this, dressing up like dogs, humans who want to pretend that they're dogs. What motivates this hidden society to dress up as dogs? Simmons says he came across a broad church of people from all walks of life who turned to puppy play for different reasons. We've come across librarians, security guards, even CEOs of huge corporations. That one I can see. The others, I don't.
The librarians, I get it, because they dress up as Old Yeller, because it was a classic book.
Right, there's that. And it says here that they want to remain anonymous, which is the only part of this that makes sense to me so far.
Although, if that was Jimmy Mack in one of those outfits, or you,
yeah,
I would recognize you.
Right.
It doesn't, some of them completely cover the face, some of them just have a long rubber tongue.
Right.
But you can see the eyes.
I know.
The eyes is the window to
the world, to the doggy world. They are gay, they are straight, they are transsexual, they are asexual, but they're all pups, Wendy, it says here. In the documentary, one pup viewer, viewers meet a man named Chip. He's 42 years old. Life is getting, here's how Chip justifies his need to pretend that he's a dog. Life is getting more hectic nowadays.
Agreed.
So far, we're on Chip's side. There's so much pressure on work and life.
Totally agree.
I'm on his side again. Some people drink.
I do. Wendy, I mean, does. I agree.
There are drugs.
I don't really do drugs anymore.
You've got to be civilized in our society. So far, Chip seems to be on the same page.
A genius.
When you're in puppy mode, here's where he loses me, all that goes away. We don't care about money. Dogs don't have money. Because as Jerry Seinfeld points out, no pockets. They don't have pockets. We don't care about what job you've got or a bigger car.
Well, because they can't drive. Dogs can't drive, Bill.
Well, also, no matter what size car, these people, they don't want to drive the car. They just want to stick their heads out the window.
And it's hard to do when you're driving.
Right.
You got to get a pup right. buddy to
you
drive
need a
for
pup
it.
Buddy.
Oh, that's what they call each other, I'm sure. Hey, are you...
Want to be my pup buddy? Yeah.
Can woof, I help woof. Your leg?
Yeah. That you meant that as part of the story, right? Puppy play is a form of escape from the pressures of everyday life.
So is working out.
Right.
So is dancing.
Right. There's other
so
options.
So is taking your dog for a walk.
There's so many other options. This is also the case of Tom, who is 32 years old. He is a sound and lighting technician.
I'd be was.
No, it says is, but wouldn't you be leery? Like if somebody was up for a job with you and then they casually mentioned, like you go, you know, could you come in Thursday around 4? And they go, oh, I could. But that's when I like to dress like a dog and pretend I'm a dog. Wouldn't you go, hmm.
That's why no one's going to say that.
Right, I know. He was named, Tom, the 32-year-old sound and lighting engineer. This is a nice accolade. He was named Mr. Puppy UK in 2015. Where do you put that trophy?
You in just, your
doghouse. In the guy's office. Oh, what's this? You were Mr. Puppy of 2015?
I think you bury it in the backyard, don't you?
I want to know if Shania Twain's ex-husband, Mutt Lang, is one of the puppy pals.
It's a good question. It's a competition, it says. The Mr. Puppy UK competition is a competition to see how human puppies show off their talents. Tom was dressed as a human dog for 10 years.
Are you listening to yourself reading these words? Because it's really, if you've just tuned in, listeners, this is real, unfortunately.
This is disturbing, but it's real. Tom was dressed as a human dog for 10 years. I'm hoping not consecutively. I'm hoping at some point. He didn't, Kevin? No? You don't want Kevin editing himself.
I know, that was really
you
great.
You know this is bad because Kevin was ready and said, I can't.
Does it say how much these suits cost? It's like a full
body suit.
It says here that
it was made out of rubber.
It was rubber?
Oh, okay.
Custom made.
How expensive before it's a deal breaker for you, Kevin?
Is Sam Shepard in
this?
I got
a wedding to pay for this year.
It says it was custom made, but I think we could have guessed that. Which clothing store could you possibly go to where you go?
Dogs are Us.
Where are your doggy outfits, please? I want to be the new Mr. Puppy UK.
You don't have a dog, but I'm sure you still know this. Male dogs sleep and lick parts of their body. That's really all they do.
That's pretty much the day, right? Yeah, so you think that was the competition?
Well, I want to know.
Tom, you scored extremely well in the sleeping competition, but now comes the more challenging part of today's show.
Let's see how limber you are.
He even, you'll like this part, he even sleeps in a dog cage, just like a real dog.
He locks, somebody lock him in there.
He lives with a handler, and that part's in quotes. This whole story should be in quotes. He lives with a handler. A handler, it says here, is a human who takes responsibility for their pets.
Yeah,
in this case,
I know what a handler is.
Well, just, it says that they're explaining to people. Like, this would be the part, you'd be reading the story going, I understand this part and this part, but a handler, help me with this. It's a human who takes responsibility for their pet. In this case, a friend of his named Colin. I do theater work. I hide in the dark. I do sound and I do light, says Tom. I don't want to be seen at work, and I don't want to be seen in the public eye, but in my pup life, I want to be the center of attention.
Obviously.
I can see that, I guess. Can we take a break?
And go home?
And reevaluate everything we know to be true in the world, and then come back and discuss this further?
Can't wait to hear more.
All right. Are you a human pup? Give
no,
us a
I'm
call.
Not. Oh, I thought you were asking me.
Bark once if you are a human pup. Bark twice if you are not. We're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
And they called it puppy love.
I would like somebody to dress up as a young Donny Osmond, and then I would be into it.
I get that. I understand that. Can I ask, this is the most naive question I will ask this month. I know May still has about a week to go, but this will be my most naive question for the month of May. Is this a sexual thing for these people to dress up like dogs and pretend they're dogs?
You really don't know the answer.
I swear to you, I don't. I can't.
Let me ask you
so
this question to answer your question.
All right.
How do these puppy pals or puppy players like their sex?
I don't know. Oh.
Rough.
I do know. It occurred to me. As
you
I saw
so
you,
innocent.
I saw you reaching for your Dixie Riddle cups, and I'm like, I know what's going on now.
Oh, we got, what are they called, puppy pals?
Yeah, human pups.
Human pups? You're one of them, Brad? I don't believe you.
Yeah, I am.
You are. All right, so when did this start?
What breed are you?
That's personal. You don't have to answer
know.
That, Brad.
Yes, you do.
You don't have to answer that.
Yeah, well, there's really no breed to it. It's more of a form of escapism. Generally, gay guys under 30 prefer to. You're going to see a lot this week.
Why is
why
there
this
a
week?
Puppy pal convention?
No, IML.
What is that?
International
mean?
Mr. Leather.
Oh, all right.
Are you wearing leather right now, Brad?
No, I'm at work right now.
Wait, are you saying the two are connected?
Well, yeah.
Is there a connection? I wouldn't have put that together either.
International leather.
But putting leather on is so different from dressing up and pretending
a
you're a dog.
Yeah.
That's way different.
Well, in a way, yes, and in a way, no. For the younger males, it's kind of an escapism.
Yeah.
And they like to be controlled. I mean, I can only say so much.
Yeah, I know.
Sure.
So, Brad, to answer Bill's question, is this a sexual thing?
Yeah.
Great question, by the way.
Right.
It is.
For some it is, for some it isn't.
Well, for the ones who it isn't, I'm trying to think of what the motivation would be if it isn't. Why would they do
it? Listen, a dog's life is not bad. You get somebody petting you, taking you for a walk, giving you treats, loving you more than they love their kids.
Oh,
oops,
maybe.
Not me.
Oh.
But you know what I mean? Being a dog is not so bad.
Right.
True.
What happens if you dress like a dog and a guy comes by dressed like a cat? What happens then?
Well, I can't say that I've ever seen a guy dressed as a cat.
A woman dressed as a cat. There would be a scuffle.
You know, you may be onto something there. Because there is no cat or kitty scene.
There isn't.
Maybe you should.
Now,
maybe
you
should start that.
Are you 100% confident in that?
Right. We don't know. Maybe there is.
He's cracking himself up.
Well, I guess there could be.
I'm glad you called in because to me, this is just kind of funky, but I don't get it. But I need to learn more about it because I think.
Well, there's humor in everything, but
sure.
Yeah.
So you're saying right around 30 years old?
That's the average.
Most of them that I know are 30 and younger.
Is that in dog years?
Yeah,
of course, you know, it is.
He laughs like that exit stage left dog.
Right, right. Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God.
Or Motley? Are you thinking
Motley? That's one of them.
All right. So the International Man of Leather. What is it again? I don't go to it, but
International Mr. Leather. It's been there in Chicago for
For years.
What is it, 27 years now?
I mean, we lose a lot of conventions, but not that one.
Yeah.
Right now, and that's going on this weekend?
Yeah, it's at the Congress Hotel, and then at the park across the street.
Now, if I were to go...
Wait a minute, at the park, do people walk each other to the park?
No,
well, this
that
is
would
the
be
international...
crazy.
They do, yeah. Oh, they will. You'll see guys walking their quote-unquote puppies.
Really?
How about that?
I have to go look at this.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you can go in. It's open to the public.
Do you guys give each other
you'll
treats?
You'll not be shocked.
Food treats,
I guess I should say.
Well,
that's
there are some that give treats, yeah.
Well, this is a fascinating part of life. Now, ooh, I wonder if we should put this listener on with you. Do you feel like fielding someone who doesn't understand? Can
put
I
your
just
seatbelt
say,
on, Brad.
People who don't understand seem to criticize. Would you agree
but
with
I,
that,
but
Brad?
But you and I were two of them moments ago. This is so foreign to us.
It's still a little freaky for me, but you know what?
I understand.
And what floats your boat. But, Brad, we'd like you to meet Colleen. Colleen, this is Brad.
Hey.
This is like Facebook, but on the radio.
Right.
You get to comment, Colleen, but you have to talk to him face to face or ear to ear.
I don't understand. I don't understand this. I have dogs. I love dogs. My daughter's a dog group, but I don't understand the whole people dog thing. It's disturbing to me.
It's disturbing to you. I don't get it either.
I mean, I don't understand the adult baby thing, but people do it.
Infantilism. I saw it on Phil Donahue once. It's still. I saw it 28 years ago. I still go, like, what?
I can't get past the people do jigsaw puzzles.
That's crazy, too. You're right, Steve.
Those are hard. Yeah.
So, Colleen, it's like, you know, whatever floats your boat, because what I find amusing is Brad is into the puppy stuff but does not like the baby stuff. But we all have our preferences, right?
Whatever wags your tail, Wendy.
I guess. I mean, I know a lot of 30-year-old men, gay and not gay, and I'm not against any of that, but the whole, I don't know. I don't, just dressing up as a dog.
Oh, these costumes are pretty ornate.
They're elaborate.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, you can search on Facebook, just put like puppy or puppy group, and you'll come across a group of them.
It's all right there. Well, Colleen, we appreciate your opinion. Okay. And Brad, you got to get your distemper shot before the end of the month. Don't forget.
Yeah, I know. It's due. Adding rabies.
I know. All right. Well, be careful out there.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
See, now that went better than anticipated, and here's why.
Yeah.
Because if we would have let Brad go, Colleen would have gotten on and said something like, this is crazy and outrageous. But see how she toned it down a little bit?
That's true.
We have to respect one another.
So true. So true. All right. We'll take a quick break. Steve has the news and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.